Now, isn't Wozniak doing Silicon Valley Comic Con?
Yeah, he's doing some sort of Comic Con.
Yeah, he's like funding it. Steve Wozniak, the founder of Apple, you might have heard his name.
You might have heard of them.
He's March 18th to the 20th. He's a comic fan. Remember, he did the US Festival. Jobs said, "Steve, don't waste." And of course, Wozniak lost his shirt on it. Didn't matter because Woz isn't about money. Woz is about stuff that he loves, and he loves comic books. And here he's doing Comic-Con. My sense is he's putting the money up for it.
Well, you got Stan Lee and Shatner for an inaugural Comic-Con. That's top shelf.
So nobody owns Comic-Con. It's not like some company's brand.
Yeah, I think San Diego actually owns it. They were fighting between themselves and Chicago Comic-Con for it. And I think it actually comes down to, do you put a hyphen in it or do you not?
Steve Wozniak and friends present Silicon Valley Comic-Con 2016. And there's a picture of Woz. And, oh, I love this. And of his, let's go back, of his Nixie. He's got a Nixie tube clock on the front page with a countdown. Michael J. Fox and Leia Thompson are also going to be there. Back to the Future.
I'd like to have him on stage talking to Stan Lee, because I feel as though they're two people cut from the same cloth, where they have lots of stories. They enjoy telling those stories, and they know the role that they play with their fans, and they're only too happy to play that role.
Here's what Woz writes. Here's what Woz writes. He says, "When I was growing up, it was hard to be a geek. It definitely wasn't cool back then, but I'm happy that things have changed because now being a geek or being different is cool, and Silicon Valley Comic Con celebrates being a geek." Love it. Thank you, Woz. Once again, we have to say thank you, Woz. I guess we should go down there, Jason. I've never been to a Comic Con in my life.
What are the dates on it again?
It's in March, 30 days from now, 18th through 20th at the San Jose Convention Center. Silicon Valley. That will be a fun one to go to because of the people. By the way, I think they're already sold out. I mean, tickets sold very quickly.
That's what happens. Even I tweeted out the news about Boston Comic Con because it started off as something that could be held in the hallways of a downtown hotel just not too long ago to almost the biggest convention space Boston has, and it sells out. You can't buy a 3-day pass. Now you can't buy a Saturday pass. You gotta jump quick. It used to be San Diego was the only one where you had to make plans 8 months in advance.
Amazing.